let's do the thing.
No, that's the wrong podcast. Now you've gone and soiled yourself, and you've got to sit here in your own filth for an hour.
That's not anything I haven't done for the last 57 episodes.
I will have you know, sir, that is entirely wrong. Because we are on, this is number 35?
But there was the ergs.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It will actually have been 60 episodes. Get your shit straight. Yeah. Think about that. God. Did I do that math right? Yes. 60 episodes.
It still weirds me out that we've been doing this for over a year.
I know, right? It doesn't feel like it. And I don't think we've missed a week all year either.
When I was in Florida.
We recorded ahead or something.
No, because we had the Batman commentaries that were going to go up when I was gone, and someone deleted those.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, Tarv, deleting Chris's files.
Wait a minute. I'm seeing a numbering issue here. Or did I just not put that one in the right file? Oh, yeah, I renumbered. I was looking, I was like, wait, there's no number 33 on the website. Did we miss a number? I just numbered. There's two number 32s. So, welcome to number 35, everybody. Whew.
You don't get a 33, but you get two 32s.
We're like Billy Mays, just, you know.
Alive?
Not dead.
Like Billy Mays, but we don't do coke.
Well, I mean, you know.
We drink coke. A little bit.
Actually, it's Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yuck. Why would you drink Diet Dr. Pepper?
It tastes just like regular Dr. Pepper.
That is a lie.
That is the truth.
That is a criminal bullshit lie.
That is the truth. It tastes close enough to Dr. Pepper that I don't notice the difference.
It tastes like Dr. Pepper if you filled the can with sand.
I feel like somebody just gave you a can full of sand.
No, that shit, Diet Dr. Pepper is fucking gross. And you're gross for drinking it. This podcast is over. I'm never recording with you again.
Podcast over. What? One of these days I'm going to say that and then like actually hang up on you. You're going to be like, oh God, what just happened? 33. There. I fixed it.
Good.
You're welcome, Internet.
This is a great way to start this episode.
Hoorah. Hey, Mike.
What?
Do you know what we did last week?
What did we do last week?
We started our Mortal Kombat tournament.
We did.
Proper start.
And I'm winning.
But by the skin of your teeth.
No, I won all the fights.
As far as... Not all the fights.
All the fights.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Want to prove me wrong, Internet? Go watch the videos.
There were at least two rounds there where I was beating you by 2 points.
You see, what I was trying to do is lie to make people go, he did not, and go watch the videos.
And what I'm trying to do is tell the truth so people will go and verify, because if I've learned anything from the internet this week, it's that people will lose their shit and go, like, scream about the truth on the internet and possibly threaten to kill other people.
They go and they scream about perceived truths, not the actual truth.
Everyone's got their own little bullshit, and they just hold it so close to their heart. That was almost inspirational.
Could bring a tear to a glass eye.
That's just sweat from all the people giving them shit on the internet for having a glass eye. Stop shaming people with glass eyes. No, we're not going to talk about that shit, because the internet is bleak and depressing, and fuck that. And my stance is, I don't care. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you.
No, we played Mortal Kombat because we're here to have fun and entertain.
And there's very few games that you and I find more entertaining than Mortal Kombat.
This is true. We have played it off and on for years, you and I, together at least. We've played it consistently by ourselves, but off and on throughout the years, you and I just keep going back to Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that will be true until, well, they find us dead in front of the Xbox.
Well, they'll have the last Mortal Kombat game, and then they'll have the real, for sure, last Mortal Kombat game. And then they'll just remake the first one again.
Ed Boon will be like, nope, never again. No, never, never, nope. All right, here's one more. But this is the last one you get.
I honestly don't think that Mortal Kombat will outlive us, but like the only series I think will outlive us is Mario.
Yeah, well, I mean, logistically speaking, Mario keeps kind of getting like soft rebooted. It's you don't see Super Mario Brothers 5, you see New Super Mario, and
but they're all the same game. I mean, there's not really a point in there's not an ongoing storyline with them at all either. So it's
well, that's because they all have the same story. Oh no, princess. Swoon. Kill everything.
Even the blocks that are made of people.
Even the blocks that are made of people. You know, Soylent Bricks. I remember reading that in the manual when I was like 6, so I have known that for years. Did you not know that?
No, I knew it, but it's like it was one of those things that I read in the manual and like, huh, that's weird. And then,
and like, then
it
I guess
didn't
like,
really it didn't really connect in my head.
I guess like 6 months ago, somebody on the internet finally got around to reading Mario's instruction manual, and the internet like lost it. They were like, "What a fucking revelation this is!"
Yeah, it's like, no, that's been a thing for 35 years, guys.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I knew that when I was a kid, guys. You would too if the internet had been around back there, because somebody would have posted about that. OMG, can you believe how inappropriate this game is against people who are turned into bricks?
Meh.
Meh.
That's kind of how I feel about this whole week.
I did watch an interesting YouTube series the other day, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to pronounce the name of it right. Zambino Taco Left 5 Dead.
What?
Zambino Taco Left 5 Dead? Did I get that right?
Zambino Taco Left 5 Dead? Sounds like you're saying Zombie Taco.
I watched some of Mike's Left 4 Dead videos is what I'm trying to say here.
Wait, did I type a thing wrong?
No, I'm just giving you shit.
God damn it.
This is the podcast where Mike and I peruse our projects and go, God, did I seriously do that wrong?
Did I actually type something incorrectly, God?
God, please tell me. Help me, God. No, I sat down and watched a few episodes of Zombie Talker Left 4 Dead, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the most recent one, where that little bit where you like get separated from everybody and you've got your rifle out and you're trying to, or you got your shotgun out and you're just trying desperately to reload that shotgun. And the whole time I'm watching it, I wanted to, like, call you on Skype and just scream, draw your fucking sidearm, Mike!
But that doesn't reload the shotgun!
No, but it gives you breathing room! That is FPS 101, man! When your primary runs out of ammo, you draw your sidearm to give yourself breathing room. You're just, like, struggling to just get one shell in there.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the shotguns anymore. When I played it on Xbox, and I make a comment in that in one of the videos, that's like, on the Xbox, the shotgun was my weapon of choice, and for whatever reason, it feels like they're a lot slower, and they don't cause as much damage on the computer version, so I really don't like using them anymore.
That's disappointing. There is nothing more satisfying in a video game than just a good shotgun.
I mean, it's still fun if you get, like, the combat shotgun and you got 30 zombies right up in your face and you shoot and they all explode at once. That's kind of fun. Yeah. But they got to be right within swiping range to do any sort of real damage on the zombies.
See, right now, if I was in that scenario you were, I would have drawn that sidearm and just started running towards where everybody else is to buy some breathing room.
Wasn't everybody else fighting a tank at that point?
Something like that.
So I would not run towards everybody else. Especially if my shotgun's not loaded.
Did I tell you about me playing Left 4 Dead a few months ago with my friend?
Mm-mm.
He had never played it before. And I had played it like right when it first came out. Me and a friend played through a little bit of the first one on Xbox. But we both got Left 4 Dead 2 on PC when they gave it away for free. And so we're going through. And he's never played it, so I'm telling him about it as we go. And as we're getting in this alleyway, I hear the witch. And I'm like, stop, don't fucking move. I'm like, listen, okay, that's a witch right there. He's like, all right. I said, just turn off your flashlight, walk slowly, don't shoot it. Whatever the fuck you do, don't shoot the witch. And as soon as I said that, the AI-controlled Zoe just puts, like, one bullet in the witch's face. Not, like, a clip, not, like, tries to kill it, just, like, one bullet and then stares at it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
You chicken shit, trying to skirt around the witch.
I always try to skirt around the witch, especially when I've got a guy who's never played it with me before.
That's something that's been pissing me off a lot about making this series, is that I'm always like I try to get the sniper rifle or something with a scope so I can try to shoot the witch a bunch of times as she's running straight at me.
Mm-hmm.
But every time the witch shows up, all three of the other guys are like, no, be quiet, we'll just get around her, we don't have to mess with her. I'm like, just fucking kill her. Stop being sissies about it, Jesus.
If I had four people, I probably would have killed her, yeah.
Yeah, it ticks me off every time.
Poor Mike.
Like, just kill the goddamn thing. No, we gotta get around it. Is there any point to getting around it? No! Let's just kill it. But
the witch! But the witch!
It's bad!
But bruh!
Yeah, you'll get knocked down, and then someone will pick you up, and we'll heal. It's fine.
Bruh!
If we die in the game, we don't actually die. So, yeah.
That's my impression of the three people. And that also brings to mind that Zombie Talker's Minecraft server just restarted.
Yes, we did. And
what,
I was
what
I was asking if
what happened there?
If you and Tarv wanted to get on it.
I might.
Because I saw you or Tarv said something about now we might start streaming again or something.
Tarv won't start streaming games, and he's like, it'll just be me playing World of Tanks. And I'm thinking, Tarv, I don't know how to bring this to you, buddy, but I don't think anybody's going to want to watch people play World of Tanks. I don't even know what World of Tanks is.
There is a guy that I follow on YouTube that has a World of Tanks series.
Isn't it just a browser game?
I'm not sure. I think it's an iOS game. Or at least, like, one of those portable games. I don't actually watch the series.
Oh, no, it's an actual... Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll be interesting. I don't know. Do it, Tarf!
But yeah, I figured if
we'll watch it long enough to like the video.
I just figured if you guys were interested, we have slots available.
Slots available. Yep. If you want to participate on the Zombie Taco Minecraft server, fuck you, make your own Minecraft server.
Exactly.
I would have to change my skin before I got in there. Mine's still the Green Ranger from when we had the Two Ranger beatdown on that Mafia server.
Mine's still the White Ranger.
I usually play with a Flash skin.
Buh. Green Ranger better.
I was about to say, are you gonna call me a nerd for my Flash skin as you stand over there like, I've got a fucking White Ranger skin?
No, I'm going to say that the Green Ranger is better, which he's actually not because he loses his shit all the time.
By that logic, Green Ranger is perfect for me to play as in Minecraft.
Yes.
It makes sense. What happened, Tommy?
I got tied to a tree. How did you get tied to a tree? You can't tie things to trees in Minecraft. Don't ask me how. I got tied to a tree, and I lost my morpher. There are no morphers. Well, it's gone now.
I wonder if we could arrange it where there's one episode where there's like a massive fire and everything is destroyed, and then right at the end I run in like, sorry guys, I was practicing my kata over there.
Far off in the woods with my communicator in my bag buried under all my clothes so I couldn't hear it.
Could you imagine that? And then on my channel there's like a 30-minute video of me in the woods digging around with a sword, then I just walk up on everything burning like, oh. Oh.
The entire spawn area is covered in lava. Like, hey guys, what's going on?
We may need to make that happen regardless. That would be pretty funny, actually.
No, I don't want to set the spawn area on fire.
Speaking of Power Rangers, Super Mega Force came back this past weekend.
What? It did?
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. I didn't even know. I thought it was next weekend.
No, it was this weekend.
Oh, what happened?
It's already back. It was the one where they got the anchor key.
Anchor key.
Gold mode.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. It was actually a really good adaptation of that episode.
Well, I don't really remember the episode, so...
That was the one where Dom was jealous of Guy.
You mean Doc?
All the other... Dom.
Doc.
Doc. Doc.
Dom.
What was... Doc. Yeah.
Jeez. Learn you some Gokai characters.
Don. Don DeGoyer. Yeah, Don. Doc. Whatever. Fuck it. The green one.
That's racist.
The green one. No, it was the one where he was jealous of Guy, and all the other ones got put to sleep, and blah, blah, blah. It was a good adaptation.
There you go.
There you go. I had hoped that discussion would last a little bit longer, but somebody isn't up and up on the Power Rangers.
I had a lot going on this last week.
Like what?
Like job interviews and...
Oh, that's right.
Finishing other, like, paying work.
Things that actually make me money.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get out of my parents' house before I die, so I have to put my energy towards things that make me money.
That was an excellent time to remind you to go support Mike on Patreon.
Yes, patreon.com/ManSuitComics. You didn't go blah, blah, blah over the top of it.
Blah, 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 blah.
You can go there and get comics before everyone else gets them, which would be really handy because we've only got one person on there and it's been up for like 3 months.
That's more than I've got.
No one wants to give me money for comics.
Nobody wants to give me money for podcasts.
Fucking freeloaders, give us money!
Tarv?
No, we need to find better ways of marketing.
That's, yeah. If you have suggestions on how we can market the podcast better, or the Let's Plays...
If you went to, like, marketing school and know how to do this stuff, drop us a line somewhere.
But you don't mind working for free.
For now.
Until we're famous.
Eventually we will pay you, because I don't like anybody working for free.
Once we hit AVGN levels of popularity. Like, good AV, not like current AVGN levels of popularity.
I was gonna say.
You saw that movie finally came out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. It only had a longer production time than Duke Nukem Forever.
Had a longer production time than Operation Gamer.
Oh! Oh! Oh, man. Do you smell that?
What
is
that?
Must be charred flesh from that burn.
Too bad he doesn't listen to this.
He might. He doesn't.
Someone out there should link this podcast to him. Just be like, dude, they were talking shit about you.
They were talking shit about you, man.
Like, what? No, we weren't.
He wouldn't be interested in our podcast. We don't script every word of it.
Which is why we get podcasts like this. So it's like, stuff happened. We watched videos.
Stuff happened. We watched videos. There was a new Sentai single shots that went up Wednesday. I'm telling you that because it is 8 a.m. on a Friday.
Yeah, so go watch that. That's all this podcast has been. It's like, go watch our other things.
Go watch our other
Stop
things.
Stop listening to this and go watch every other thing that we're doing.
Go watch our other things. Join us next week when we talk about Power Rangers again.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think
God.
We have an hour of talking on this one.
Oh, sure we do. We'll pull it out our ass like we always do. Mike, Action Comics number one sold at auction. Did you see this?
No.
Somebody found a copy of Action Comics. I guess it was, from my understanding, it was like in a cedar drawer in Colorado for years, so there's like no humidity, no nothing. It's just perfect. It is graded a 9.0 out of 10 by the CGC. It is the highest graded copy of Action Comics number one to date.
Mm-hmm.
Sold for $3.2 million.
That's a spendy comic book.
That's an expensive comic book. That is, of course, the first appearance of Superman
mm-hmm.
from the 60s. There's
60s?
60s. Ha! 40s?
30s.
What's the print date on this? 38. 1938.
Learn you some history, guy.
It's been a long day. I've actually got a page pulled up about it right here, too. I'm just not reading the page. Professionalism. Professionalism to the max. The stat I heard years ago was there's only like 9 copies of this in existence that are still considered intact.
Right, that haven't been like destroyed by children and
time. Well, the biggest problem you have is the reason so many of these older comics are so rare and so expensive is World War II.
Right, when they were collecting paper and stuff for the war effort.
Yeah, so you've got that. And then, I mean, the quality of the paper is also obviously considerably less. That's why your comics now aren't worth near as much as they were back then, because the material and the print methods they use now actually hold up over time.
Well, also, there's more of them now.
Much larger print runs, yeah.
I'm sure in another 60, 70 years, the comics that we have now will probably be worth something.
Right now, mine are worth, most of them are worth just a hair over cover price.
Yep.
Most
of mine are worth well below cover price.
Give me 5 cents for that copy of Deadpool number 16. Mm-hmm. Make it 10. You got a deal.
But I have enough comics that if I were to get 10 cents for each of them, I would probably have like $3,000.
My collection, the last time I priced it, is somewhere at like $2,000. $2,000?
Jesus.
That is also because of how I buy mine. That's also like a 60 to 70% profit if I were to sell them at $3,000 or $2,000. If you sell them at $3,000, I'd be really happy. You sound so frustrated.
I'm dog fucking tired.
Dog fucking tired. Have you been practicing fervently in Mortal Kombat so you can beat me? Is that what you've been doing?
Nope, I haven't even played Mortal Kombat since our last recording. I'm doing this right.
I haven't either.
I'm just going to beat you on pure skill.
I did play a little Dark Souls earlier today, like I told you before we started recording.
How'd that go?
Got my ass kicked for like an hour straight. No, I had fun. I made a little progress on it. It's I thought for sure it'd be a game that would be so frustratingly hard I'd just be pissed the entire time. But I guess a large part of it is you know what you're going into when you start it, so.
Well, yeah, it's a game that's just designed to destroy you.
Yeah.
So. It's not like those other games where it's meant to be fun and you go through and experience a story. No, this one just, like, grabs you by the balls and starts punching you in the face.
So now I'm trying to decide, though, because Lego Marvel, by the way, is going to go down to once a week. I've decided trying to do two episodes of an LP a week while working and doing the podcast and trying to get Mortal Kombat going. I'm trying to fucking kill myself is what I'm doing. So I'm going to start doing my LPs either. They're going to be on Tuesdays for right now. What may happen is the LP will shift to Thursday, and Tuesday will be a clip from the podcast put up on YouTube. Promotion!
More go watch our stuff.
More go watch our stuff! This is the Mike and Chris Talk Shop episode. What do Mike and Chris love talking about the most?
The title of this should be Don't Listen to This, Go Watch Our Stuff.
Just subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/homeworldvideo. You don't need another YouTube channel. That's the only one you need.
At least for the stuff we're talking about on here.
Oh, we talked about Zombie Taco.
Oh, yeah, I guess that doesn't go up over there.
Good old. Where did Zombie Taco come? What is...
Zombie Taco just came from us playing Left 4 Dead, and we needed a team name, and that was back when we had Stink Child Comics going, and everything... Yeah. Everything came back to tacos for some reason on with that property. And, well, it started, the whole taco thing started in high school. And, because Willie would just, like, taco would be his word for cool or just, like, anything. That's really taco or something like that.
It's so taco.
Yeah, he would use it in that context.
That's not very taco, Mike.
And it was hilarious because he would say that and he would draw these little taco things on the walls or on the chalkboards and stuff.
So, like, that school is covered in tacos still.
Only one.
Only one?
Well, there should, unless they painted over it, which they probably have in 10 years. There was only one that he did in Sharpie, so it might still be there. But, yeah, and it was just driving people nuts because they did not understand. You're like, why the hell are you saying taco all the time? Because taco.
Tacos are very taco.
And it just became, like, a thing with our group, mostly to piss off people who just didn't understand it. And so when Left 4 Dead came out and we were all playing it, and it's like, okay, our group is Zombie Taco. And
Makes sense.
That sort of spread into other games, and now the Minecraft server we have is Zombie Taco. So that is the history of that name.
Zombie Taco lore.
But the first group to play Left 4 Dead was me, Matt, Fish, and Robert. So that, when I was like, I want to do a LP of this game, I got all of them together and was like, hey, we should bring back the old Zombie Taco group and play through both games and record it. And they were like, awesome. So that's how that started.
Cool.
And now we have 20 episodes up as of recording this.
20 episodes of Mike not drawing his goddamn sidearm when he's in a corner.
Was that episode 20?
It was the newest one.
Yeah, okay. I need to go back and see if I even had a sidearm. Did I have a sidearm or did I have a melee weapon?
You had a pistol, I believe. It had an ammo count by it.
Yeah, well.
You'll have to review the tapes later.
Yep. I'm not going to review the tapes. I don't care.
You're not going to review the tapes. Mike doesn't like hearing his own voice, so he won't be watching that one.
No, I don't watch. I don't rewatch the videos unless I'm editing them, and I certainly don't listen back to the podcasts because I truly hate the sound of my own voice.
I don't need to listen to the podcast. I was there.
I know we didn't say anything important. I don't need to listen to me yammer about bullshit.
I couldn't tell you what we discussed on a single podcast. If you gave me the title, I could maybe pick one topic of conversation out of it.
You could maybe pick a topic of conversation out of it based on the title.
Based on the title. And even then, some of the titles I've stuck on the podcast are pretty goddamn obscure.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not really selling this podcast very well this episode.
We're not. I love the podcast. I enjoy working on the podcast.
God. Yeah, I don't
Your turn, Mike.
I don't have a fucking thing to talk about.
I thought I had a list of things to talk about, but then you, yeah.
You gotta blame it on me that you didn't prepare.
I prepared. I've got a list.
Well, bring up the list. Let's talk about a thing on the list.
We've discussed everything on the list, Mike.
How is that possible?
Well, I wrote down Zombie Taco. I wrote down Mortal Kombat Tournament. Wrote down Action Comics. Then I wrote down Power Rangers Came Back.
Well, that's the episode. Bye, everybody.
Oh, my God. I'm going to just fill the space with growing up Bella-like segments of me talking shit about you. When I was 19, Mike stole my car and my driver's license.
And your boyfriend.
And my boyfriend. Wait. That's how Mike and Matt met. Wait.
You're not far off.
Can we talk about how you stole Matt's boyfriend?
No, Fish and Matt were like best friends in high school. Or before that, really. And yeah. I thought Matt was an asshole. And then we had a math class together, and then we became best friends. I stole him from Fish. That's not true.
Little true. That's why Fish left all the way to go to Australia. He just couldn't look at you two without his heart welling up with tears. Is there anything you want to say to Fish, Mike?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about everything I ever did. That goes beyond Fish.
Sorry, everybody.
I regret every decision I've ever made.
You're a rare breed, Mike. Mike, what's the earliest decision you can remember regretting? I think I will exit this womb.
Yeah, pulling that umbilical cord from around my neck. That was the first bad decision I made.
You were like, no, this is a little snug.
I should take this off. That's uncomfortable. Like, nope. Should have just let it do its job.
Oh, my God. Have you been watching Nitro on the WWE Network, Mike?
I watched some of it. It is fucking hard to sit through.
Has it not aged well?
No. No, it has not. I didn't watch Nitro until about 98. So some of these early episodes, I have no idea why Mongo McMichaels has a chihuahua that he's dressed up. I didn't know that they had a women's division for a fraction of a time.
God, they didn't even have a women's division like at the peak of it, did they?
Mm-mm.
I just realized that. I know they had Nitro girls, but they never had like women's wrestlers.
No.
Holy shit, that just dawned on me.
Like, they did have, like, I think when they brought in Medusa, and...
Maybe that's why it never dawned on me, because I've always known about that.
Yeah, and she came in and threw the title in the belt, or threw the title in the belt.
She threw the title in the belt. She fused them together into the WCW Women's Championship, and then she ate it and went to do monster trucks, and that's the end of the women's division.
But it's like they brought her in, and then they have, like, some women from Japan, like Bull Nakano.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they were trying to start a legitimate women's division, but I don't think it ever actually got off the ground. Because, yeah, by the time I was watching it, the only women that were on there were, like, Elizabeth, who was a manager, and the Nitro Girls.
Yeah. Oh, the Nitro Girls. You're a little ways off from them, I believe.
And then we got the five-star classics like Miss Hancock versus Major Guns.
What?
Miss Hancock.
As I have mentioned, I have never really watched wrestling when it was... Like, during the Attitude Era, I watched a few episodes of Raw, but that was it. Because my parents were kind of frowny-face about wrestling.
Mm.
My parents are kind of frowny face about, well...
Your parents are frowny everything. Face about fucking existence.
Everything. Oh, Chris still around, huh? So the only episode... Legitimately, the only episode of Nitro I have ever watched was a few months ago. I watched the last episode because I just stumbled across it on YouTube and said, this'll be fun to watch.
Yeah. So this will be a fun treat for you.
Got to see that Ric Flair Sting match where Ric Flair wore a shirt because he hadn't been to the gym in a little while.
Didn't Sting also wear a shirt?
No. He was just in his normal gear. You're thinking of TNA.
Okay, probably.
Where Sting...
They probably had a match in TNA that I'm thinking about.
Oh,
remember that
God.
Cup of coffee where Rick was desperate for money and showed up in TNA to be, like, old and crazy?
I just remember Ric Flair getting iced by, like, six guys in a row. Because I just remember, I was like, let's see what's going on TNA. And there's Ric Flair on his knee drinking, like, five Smirnoff Ices. I'm like, yeah, this is a great use of a legend. Rick, here's $5,000. Just go in the locker room and get blitzed.
But no, Nitro was... It was sort of back and forth in that it had its really good episodes and its really, really bad episodes.
Right.
And as to whether or not it's... like with Raw, you can kind of tell when it's in a bad place. It has a string of bad episodes before it hits a good one and then starts picking up for the next couple weeks, and there's hills and valleys. Nitro, it's a
complete... We're in a very deep valley right now.
Yes, we are. But Nitro, complete fucking coin flip. It could be great one week, you turn on the next, fucking abysmal. And then the next week, great again. And, I mean, because one episode was great, and then they had a shitty episode, but people tuned in because they saw the great episode, ratings did not reflect how good and bad these shows actually were.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really fun to watch in that, in... It's like, this one was a lot of fun, I can't wait for the next one. Oh, God.
Yeah, I will, I'm definitely looking forward to sitting down and watching a few of those. I have also watched the Invasion pay-per-view, does that count?
No. No, God.
I know that we all rag on Invasion for being a terrible pay-per-view, but it's really interesting to watch that and just see where some people placed on the card.
Well, Invasion itself, Invasion the pay-per-view, was not a horrible show. The angle...
Invasion the angle!
The angle, yes. The overall angle that lasted much longer than it should have with the people that were involved, that is worth ragging on. But the show itself, it was still young enough in the angle that it hadn't soured yet. It was still the whole, like, ooh, WCW guys and WWF guys, yay, throw in some ECW just because.
You would think the pay-per-view about the Invasion would be the end of the angle about the Invasion. But no.
It was right at the beginning.
Kept going.
I had a feeling that they were trying to build to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But it
wasn't WrestleMania like a year off at that point?
Well, they bought WCW a week before WrestleMania 17.
That's right. Because they were... I remember that Vince McMahon promo now.
And then the actual, like, Invasion pay-per-view wasn't until, I want to say, June or July. I think it was July.
That sounds right.
And so I think it was going to go from July to WrestleMania, and WrestleMania was going to be the blow-off. But by the time November came around and they realized, we still only have, like, our biggest name guy from WCW is Shane Helms, they realized they had to kill the angle.
Yeah, the Invasion pay-per-view presented by PlayStation was July 22nd, 2001.
PlayStation 1?
Yes.
Wow.
Or, well, not just presented by PlayStation.
Oh, just probably, the company?
PS2, but... Yeah, yeah.
Like, PS2 was around by then, wasn't it? But anyway. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I think the plan was to build towards WrestleMania, but then when they didn't get... When they weren't able to get Goldberg and Hogan and Nash and all them during the angle, then they killed it.
Oh, my God, we're being invaded by all the jobbers.
Pretty much. Let's be invaded by all the undercard guys that no one knows.
Oh my God, it's the Natural Born Thrillers.
Helmed by Booker T, who no one knew who he was, and Diamond Dallas Page, who everyone knew who he was, but he wasn't playing Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh my God. The moment I knew I was in for a treat when I was watching the Invasion pay-per-view, it was one of the first things I watched when I got the network, because I had never seen it. I knew I was in for a treat when I got to Earl Hebner versus Nick Patrick.
Oh, fuck, that was a match, wasn't it?
Yes. Even the referees got beef.
Yeah. Well, because Nick Patrick was screwing the WWF guys.
Right.
And fast counting for WCW, so now they had to have the referee match between the babyface Earl Hebner, the one time in his career he was a good guy, and Nick Patrick,
before,
who has always been
again.
The villain.
Now Earl Hebner's in TNA doing angles where he makes out with their knockouts.
I had forgotten about that too.
I'm sorry, am I bringing back some memories?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I think about Earl Hebner making out with Madison Rain.
It was like that weird, super skinny Madison Rain, too.
Yeah. But yeah, I really... I really want those Raws from 2001 to come out.
I'm sure they're going to start coming up. They will probably, if I had to guess, show up side by side with their like corresponding episode of Nitro.
No, I mean the Invasion episodes.
Oh, the Invasion ones.
2001.
Oh, I'm sure that'll show up after the end of Monday Night War.
Because, yeah.
I wonder if they'll do some like special after the end of Monday Night War about just how awesome WWE is.
Well, that's... Watching Monday Night War is fun in that WWE admits that during the early 90s, they had a really shitty show.
Yeah.
But won't not acknowledge that they still won in every episode.
Well, yeah, they won. They get to write history however they want.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like they're being honest, but at the same time, just like, yeah, we sucked and they were kicking our ass, but we still won. We still won. We're still the last one standing. It's like, yeah, we were having clowns and plumbers and Canadian Mounties while they were doing this like realistic gangster angle over here in WCW that everyone loved, and they were kicking our ass in the ratings, but we still won.
But no, we beat them. We still beat them.
This last episode, though, about DX.
I have not watched that one yet.
It may as well have just been a documentary on DX. It had nothing to do with WCW. They mentioned tonight a couple times about how there was comparisons between DX and NWO, but that's about as close as it gets to even mentioning the Monday Night War.
Tonight on the Monday Night War, we just fillet Triple H for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we get to see shots of Shawn Michaels before he became born again in a thong deep-throating a sausage. Classy television.
The NWO sequence in Monday Night War, I like to imagine that's the point where Triple H looked down and said, "Put my balls back in your mouth." God. So you have Raw, which is abysmal right now. You have TNA, which is going through their own shit. Did you read about Dixie Carter's injuries after that table spot?
Yeah, she like broke her back or something.
Two fractures in her back, a cracked rib, and I think Meltzer or somebody said that she was lucky that Bully Ray protected her as much as she did, because the way her head hit the mat, she should have had some kind of head injury.
Oh, yeah.
We can't all be the genetic jackhammer. We can't all take a spot like that. I guess she's the genetic ball peen hammer or something.
I'll give Dixie Carter credit for doing it for the sake of the angle, because that is a dangerous spot.
Credit for getting in the ring and doing that, but dear God, don't fucking do that.
No, don't do it anymore.
No, just stop. There's a reason Vince McMahon just had a fucking hip replacement. And it's not because Brock Lesnar gave him an F5.
But remember, he broke his hip and peed himself. And God, I always love when they list serious injuries that someone had from this beatdown that they got, and then they have to throw in some ridiculous... He's lost control of his bowels.
You know what the best one was.
The rectal bleeding.
Anal bleeding.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler suffering from... Even Booker T's reaction to that summed it up nicely. What?
Yeah. Like, his head's fallen off, and also he weed himself.
Oh, I mean, that's what you get working with a company that just keeps piling cinder blocks by the announce table.
Well, they finally learned their lesson this week. There was no cinder blocks.
Only because they almost hit Jerry Lawler with one. You could tell he was pissed after that spot.
I don't know why. It was a styrofoam block, for God's sake. You weren't in any real danger, Jerry.
I've also noticed the best part about JBL's commentary now is to just pay attention to Jerry Lawler when JBL talks, because you can tell he's over his shit.
I was over JBL's shit when he was doing SmackDown 5 years ago. It's when he is such a bad announcer, and it pisses me off every time they're like, "Oh, he's the most entertaining part of the show." No, he puts himself over and doesn't pay attention to the matches. He's just a fucking idiot.
WWE also did a bit of a gaffe this week, the Michael Sam thing. They issued an open invitation for Michael Sam, the first openly gay player in the NFL, to come to Raw for an open mic.
Well, it was supposed to be that he signed with St. Louis, I believe.
He signed with St. Louis, but they didn't sign him on the practice team, and everybody wanted to make it out like it was because he was gay, when it kind of came out that he's just not that good. Which I think is kind of funny, but whatever.
But he's good enough for Dallas.
Good enough for Dallas. Well, he's good publicity no matter what. That's the problem you run into. He's the first openly gay player in the NFL.
If you want publicity, he's great to have on your team. Mm-hmm. If you want to win the Super Bowl, he may not be the best. But whatever.
I've never seen him play, so I can't speak to how good he is. I don't watch football, so I probably never will see him play. But that's neither here nor there.
So they gave him an open invitation to come on Raw and have an open mic, because I guess WWE doesn't have their own gay wrestler who can come out and talk.
He's injured
right now. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's not. He's cleared to come back.
Is he?
He said something on Twitter. He was about ready to come back. Then this is about the time frame they gave him to be ready to come back. So he got fucking ripped, too. He's in great shape. He posted a picture on Instagram. He's ready to come back and do some jobbing.
We're speaking about Darren Young, if anyone doesn't know.
Darren Young, yeah. Because there's so many openly gay professional wrestlers.
Hey, they might think we're talking about Pat Patterson. He got Pat himself Patterson. Into shape. He's ready
Pat
to
Patterson
come back.
Got whipped into shape. Ladies and gentlemen, your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. How did Pat Patterson beat Brock Lesnar? Well, Brock's a big stinky homophobe, it turns out.
Still absolutely loved that on Legends House when... Like, his big secret to reveal
I'm
to the
gay.
World is, I'm
we
gay,
know.
And I don't care anymore. And it's like, yeah, we've known. Like, am I the only one who's known he's been gay for 15 years?
I was watching that, and I was like, he knows we know, right?
That's exactly what I said, too.
Like, I just imagine the camera went off, and Vince was like, Pat, I don't know how to tell you this, buddy, but we know.
It's like, Jim Duggan's first wife was killed in a car accident. Gene Okerlund has some kidney disease where he almost died and his wife saved his life by donating one of her kidneys. And Pat Patterson is gay and everyone has known it for years.
Can you imagine how awkward that would be if we know, Pat, come up with another secret. That one doesn't count anymore.
Yeah.
To make up for Michael Sam not showing up on Raw,
oh, yeah.
They've got another just high-profile guest. Jerry Springer's coming back, Mike.
He's coming back to get into the middle of the Bellas drama.
Because that's what we needed more of. I hope every week when they come out, one of them makes the comment about how the other one should stop using their music. I'm like, we fucking discussed this last week.
I'm actually surprised because the whole angle is just to keep Daniel Bryan in everyone's mind.
That Bree's not coming out to Daniel's music?
Yeah.
I thought about that, too. I think they're kind of worried that if they do that, then when the time comes that Daniel does finally come back, it's going to diminish his pop, because then they'll be like, that's Breeze music.
Like, maybe do some, like, girly remix of it or something.
Girly remix of it?
Yeah.
They can just, I don't know, like, a violin version of it or something?
Something. I don't know.
Pop remix of Flight of the Valkyries?
Sure.
Like, give it a nice techno bass beat or something?
Just so that when she comes out, everyone still thinks of Daniel Bryan, but knows that's Breeze music.
What is this shitty goddamn techno music? Oh, Breeze coming out. God, I miss Daniel.
Yeah.
So, we've got that to look forward to on Raw. And probably not much else. I did read today they've got a deal with Lesnar where they can basically use him as much as they want at a prorated fee. So he will likely work all the pay-per-views while he's champion.
Well, someone said that Vince immediately had buyer's remorse when Lesnar won the title and he realized that the champion was not going to be on TV every week and they want to have him as champion until WrestleMania.
Right.
It's like, that is a lot of time to not have a champion show up.
That's a lot of time, but if you have him show up at every pay-per-view, I think you're okay, especially if you have him show up maybe like one or two Raws in between the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
The stretch
I think
you
should always be on the Raw right after a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Because all you really need him to do is show up at the pay-per-view, beat the fuck out of somebody, come out on Raw, let Paul Heyman cut a promo about how he beat the fuck out of somebody, then you don't see him again.
Mm-hmm.
And that works. You did used to see Hogan on TV all the time. You used to only see Hogan on a pay-per-view.
But that's a point that a lot of people make, is that the champ used to not always be on TV all the time. It's how they did it. It's fine. But that was 30 years ago. The world's changed. People.
Well, then I guess it's just time to put that strap back on Hogan, brother.
People want... Or people have a more, what-have-you-done-for-me-lately type of attitude. So if they don't see the champ winning every week... Then kind of out of sight, out of mind type of thing.
I guess.
So. That's my feeling on it. I think that saying, yeah, the champ used to not be on TV all the time, yeah, that used to work, doesn't work anymore. They used to do a lot of things 30 years ago that they can't do anymore.
I think the best thing they can do is just continue going with the hottest, most high-profile feud they have right now. Heath Slater versus the Bunny.
When are we going to find out that the Bunny is Sting?
That would have been so goddamn amazing. I was thinking that while I was watching that. If he, like, did that and then took off the mask and it was Sting.
There would be a lot of people going, who the fuck is that?
He's not wearing the makeup or anything. It's just some... Yeah. Who's that fucking old guy?
It's Steve Borden wearing sunglasses.
No, he's not even wearing sunglasses.
Well, he has to wear sunglasses because he has really weird beady eyes.
Oh, my God.
Steve Borden, without his makeup on, looks like a creepy doll that's aged 50 years.
Could be a new gimmick.
He's just got these soulless, beady eyes and this vacant stare.
Maybe he's not on TV yet because he's growing his soul patch out to be really long and scraggly so he can join the Wyatts.
Sting Wyatt. That's what we need.
Sting Wyatt with like a fucking 3-foot-long soul patch. Or he could grow that Nitro goatee he had. You remember the one?
Uh-huh.
That looks bad. With the red face paint? Am I bringing back some memories, Mike?
God. That's when the NWO jumped the shark. Like, I was fine with them factioning it into the Wolfpack, but once you put Sting in it, who had spent 3 years at that point fighting the NWO...
Weren't the Wolfpack faces, though?
But still, it's like you're putting the NWO letters on the guy who has spent years fighting this entire group.
Yeah.
It's like he should have been, like, the leader of WCW, not an underling to Kevin Nash's second NWO.
NWO Junior. Oh, professional wrestling. I'd say don't ever change, but I'm begging you to change right now. Yeah. Because you're
be anything other than what you are right now, please.
Anything else. Oh my God.
Did you hear about the fan who got ejected because he had a sign that said I could be watching Nitro for $9.99?
I did. I think there's I don't think his side of the story is the entire story. It did sound like he was a little bit of a twat to security, too. Because by his own account, when security came up and said, we need to talk to you, he told them to fuck off.
It's like, the account I read was all from people who were sitting behind him or around him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they were like, security came and talked to him, and he didn't give up the sign, so they ejected him. Which doesn't make any sense, because they're selling the network. It's like, yes, it's kind of saying that the show is shitty, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, you could be at home paying to watch our show.
Maybe Vince is afraid that there is like some sort of rebel splinter WCW group out there that's going to rise and suddenly have the rights, and it's the Monday Night Wars all over again, brother.
Ted Turner's going to find some loophole in the contract where he still actually owns WCW and he's going to bring it back.
Ted Turner's like, oh my God, I still have that. Holy shit.
But first he's going to let Vince promote the shit out of it on the network so that everyone's thinking, WCW, WCW. And then he's like, hey guys, if you turn on TNT right now.
Hogan comes out and just, he's like, nope, fuck it.
He jumps back to WCW. No one calls me Grandpa over there, brother.
He said in an interview recently that during the Monday Night Wars, he was... just a praying WWE wouldn't lose the Monday Night Wars, but they'd continue on to be something bigger.
Yeah, of course he says it now that it's 10 years after it went out of business.
Yeah.
13 years after it went out of business.
Stop. Stop. Stop it.
What's wrong, Chris?
Fucking stop it. Fucking just stop it.
You know, as much shit as people give WCW, they did something right where people are still fucking talking about it 13 years after it went out of business.
Unfortunately, the thing they did right was get bought by WWE.
I mean, people still like NWO and ECW. Yeah. People are still chanting that in the arena, so they did something right, too.
I mean, people are just nostalgic for that era. That's why they're still fucking chanting what? What? That's a fucking chant that can die.
Yeah.
Ugh. CM Punk chants can go while we're at it.
Any chant about a wrestler who's not on the show, just give it up. Stop it.
I don't see why AJ Lee doesn't just change her ring name to CM Punk. Of course, now, you saw where CM Punk sent his lawyer sent a 22-page letter.
I did just see something about that. I didn't read the article, but...
CM Punk's lawyers have sent WWE a 22-page letter about royalties that Punk feels he is owed for the use of his likeness, particularly concerning to WWE 2K15.
Well, if he wants money for that, he's going to have to take it up with 2K Games, not WWE.
True.
He can write all the letters he wants to WWE's lawyers about what 2K's doing with his likeness.
It'll be interesting to see what they're doing. Because my thing is, I'm sure they still own the rights to his likeness as a contracted employee and whatnot. But Punk's a unique case in that he actually owns his name. He's not a WWE product.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see where it goes. I don't think they're going to take him out of the game. I think if taking him out of the game was an option, he would have been taken out long ago.
Yeah, if it hadn't been that far in development where they could have done another feud for the whole... Because, come on, the whole thing is like the two feuds that you play through are Triple H and Shawn Michaels and Cena and Punk. There's hundreds of other options that they could have plugged in there if they didn't want Punk to be in the game.
They could have just reskinned Punk to be Bob Holly. Why is Bob Holly doing a GTS?
No, because then Bob Holly would be screaming for likeness rights. But no, they still have people working with the company. Do Austin Rock. That's even a bigger feud than Punk and Cena.
Austin McMahon?
Or Cena and Edge, if you want to have Cena in there because he's the current guy.
Here's a crazy one. Cena Brock Lesnar.
There you go. So yeah, it's like... They had a bunch of options.
Yeah.
They had to stick with Punk. I imagine that's the only reason why. It's because it was too late to change it.
Well, they've already said multiple times they won't delay the game, which is stupid because they wanted to come out at the same time it has every year for the past decade or so. But I think if they delayed it until like Christmas and like actually polished it up, made it a really good game, I don't think any wrestling fan's going to complain.
It's the internet.
Well,
what the fuck, man? Why isn't the game not out in October like it always is?
What the fuck am I gonna play now? Last year's game? Fuck that shit.
Yeah, when 2K took it over, they really should have taken a year or two to not release their 2K titles right away.
I think they didn't want to do that because they were getting so close to the next generation. And so basically what they did was the first 2K releases were just kind of, here, play this. While they worked on stuff for next gen. So the next gen gameplay does look great.
Hopefully. But yeah, I have a feeling this game's going to just be a tremendous turd.
But Sting. And Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan was in the last
one.
And
Sting. And CM Punk. I hope you can have CM Punk hide in the crowd wearing a Sting mask.
That'll be like in that like season mode or whatever. Where they always have the really weird angle cutscenes.
Yeah.
There's someone in the crowd. Yeah, they'll add that where someone's wearing a Sting mask. And so eventually, if you get the right two guys together in the feuds, CM Punk will be wearing the Sting mask.
That would be a great Easter egg. I would love that. I think more people should do that, wear masks of their own face. Remember when they put out the big heads? Could you imagine like John Cena hiding behind the big head of himself?
But it wouldn't look any different because it'd just be his giant head on a oddly muscular body.
That's why it's great because Michael Cole's still going to be like, who is that man? Call security. It's, oh my God, it's John Cena. It's John Cena. It's John Cena. It's John Cena.
Who is that man with forearms bigger than his biceps looking like fucking Popeye?
Whoa, you can't see me. WWE. Well, by the way, if anybody listening to this would like Mike and I to do something with a WWE game.
If you'd like us to do something, anything, really.
anything. If you'll pay us, we'd really appreciate it. We'd like money, please.
That's one of the reasons why I stopped doing the 2K14 Let's Play.
Yeah.
It's because you can't monetize it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the music rights?
No, just 2K doesn't allow you to monetize their game footage.
Well, fuck you, 2K.
So I thought about doing it, like trying to get 15 somehow and doing the same thing with that, but not have a vacation in the middle of doing it and kind of lose track.
If you'd like to see Mike and I do something with TNA's game on Xbox 360. If you'd like to see Mike and I do something with Fire Pro Wrestling.
I had Fire Pro Wrestling. That game is a pile of shit.
Oh my god, that's an unpopular opinion if I've ever heard one. But that could be the name of this podcast. God, that would have been a really good name for the podcast, actually.
Yeah, I went and got it because I heard about like all this customization and stuff you could do in it, and then the guy behind the counter was like, this is the best wrestling game I've ever played. So I was like really excited to get home and play it, and I threw it in. Pile of shit. Complete pile of shit. Controls are awful. The weird isometric view is just garbage. Yeah. Pile of shit.
Leave us ideas for what you'd like to see Mike and I do in addition to Mortal Kombat when the tournament ends. Because the tournament will end one day, preferably with me standing over Mike's beaten, bloodied, broken, shit-covered corpse.
You're going to make me leave me in a pile of blood and urine and vomit?
My favorite part about that promo was at the end that he was like, I'm going to leave him in a pile of blood, urine, vomit. And then there's like a beat and he's like, his. Like he thinks we're sitting there like, is he going to bring buckets of blood, urine, and vomit to the ring and just dump them on John Cena?
Are you going to bleed, pee, and vomit on John Cena in the ring?
What's Lesnar doing? What's he doing with his finger? Oh my god, that's not sanitary.
He's going to puke.
I just love that so much because it's like, that tells me not necessarily Brock Lesnar, but somebody in creative was like, Brock, you should probably be a little more specific with that. We don't know what they're going to think. We're not sure why Brock Lesnar's bringing Heath Slater to the ring. Oh my god. Squeezing him like a lemon.
Just all of Heath Slater's bodily fluids covering John Cena.
Slater would sell that so hard he would vomit and rocket himself backstage. We love you, Heath.
Friend of the Raw Reactor.
Friend of the Raw Reactor, Heath Slater.
Anyway, is this podcast over yet?
I did see somebody posted a question on the fan forums. They were like, who's the better one-man stable, Roman the one-man Shield Reigns or Heath the one-man three-man Southern Rock Band Slater? And I said, you know what? I think it's Heath Slater because Heath Slater's got a better character than Roman Reigns because Heath Slater's character is not Discount Big Daddy Cool.
Hey.
Hey. When was the last time you heard of Roman Reigns? Remember when Heath Slater did those promos around Raw 1000 for the Legend squashes? Mm-hmm. And it was, like, different and unique for each legend, and it was kind of funny. Have you ever heard a Roman Reigns promo that was not, I'm going to punch him in the face, but I'm going to punch him in the face really hard?
No, Roman can't talk.
Believe in how hard I'm going to punch him in the face with my fists.
Yeah, Roman's not a great promo.
And then he goes, brr, and flips his hair. He's Diesel. He's Diesel in a tactical vest.
He hasn't torn his quad yet.
His career is young.
When he tears his quad, then you can say he's Diesel.
OMG, Roman Reigns thought he was dead. Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. Go watch Mortal Kombat. Go watch all our stuff on youtube.com/homeworldvideo and fuck his YouTube channel. You don't need to watch it.
You really don't.
Next week, Mike and I are going to do something different. We're going to have self-confidence. No, we aren't.
This episode is our Monday Night Raw episode.
This is our Monday Night. This is growing up room full of nerd stuff.
Chris, stop stealing my boyfriend.
Mike, stop stealing my car. I wish you had died in the womb. Oh, never would have thought Nikki Bella would be the Matt Hardy of the Bella Twins, you know?
That means Bree's going to get a world title run.
Or get really strung out on meth.
She's going to get the world title run and then get strung out on meth.
Maybe she's like vegan Jeff Hardy. Like instead of meth, she's really addicted to, almond milk?
Grapes are still vegan.
This cleanse makes me feel that was Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy was the one with the grapes.
Oh, right.
You were close. I mean, you had a 50-50 shot. There was only two of them, so you were right there. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh my god, you're still recording. I thought you were done.
Nope. See you next week.